Welcome to our sermon series, Faith Over Fear. Today we dive into the scriptures to see how we can be empowered to live by faith.
Beautiful things happen when we worship God, and sometimes we're going through life and we're overwhelmed. Too many problems, too many challenges, and we're fearful, we're anxious. But one of the things I want to encourage you this week, no matter what problem you face, worship Jesus. Worship him. Because when you worship him, you're saying to your situation, my God is bigger and my God is stronger. And when you remind yourself of that truth, suddenly he gives you a new perspective, and you're able to look at your situation with the eyes of faith, and you're able to declare, yes, this mountain is big, but my God is bigger. I want to encourage you this week, no matter the situation you face, worship your Jesus, because nothing is impossible for him. Let's bow our heads and pray as we get into God's word. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for your word. We recognize your word is the final authority on all issues of life. And as we turn to your word, we ask, may you speak to us. A word that is going to set us up to live the lives that you want us to live. Challenge us, inspire us, motivate us today through your word. Anoint your word and anoint me as I share it. Receive the glory, we pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. For the last couple of weeks, we've been going through a series that we called Designer Sex. We intentionally did this series in the holidays because we wanted our teenagers to be around when we address this issue of sex. We recognize that there's so many people talking about sex, but what they're sharing is lies. And it is harmful information that is breaking families, individuals, communities, our city, and our nation. And we want to address this issue from the word of God so that you will know the truth of what God's word has to say about this thing called sex. And the Bible tells us when we know the truth will set us free. It is important that you and I know God's truth about all issues of life. That's the way we walk in freedom. That's the way we embrace God's truth and experience his blessing. And so for the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about designer sex, recognizing that God is the designer of sex. Contrary to what the world says, contrary to what the movies say and the songs and Nollywood and Bollywood and all these other places, listen, it is God who is the designer of sex. And he has a manual for it in his word. We saw in Genesis chapter 2 that God brought Eve to Adam, and Adam exclaimed, he said, she's bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And the Bible says then they were united. And after they were united as husband and wife, the two became one flesh. And we recognize that sex is only holy and pure and only right before God in the context of marriage and marriage alone. And it's only between a husband and a wife, not a guy and his babe or a girl and her dude. It's only between a husband and a wife who recognized that a husband will always be a man and a wife will always be a woman. And only in that context of marriage is sex pure and holy before God. Outside of marriage, it is sin and it brings along with it pain and destruction. And we challenged ourselves by saying, you and I need to recognize that and then begin to honor marriage. Begin to honor sex in marriage. Outside of marriage, do not be a part of it. And that you and I are not only to recognize that, but begin to live like that. We said if you're practicing any kind of sexual behavior outside of marriage, stop, because the Bible calls it sin. God has designed sex in the context of marriage alone, number one, to bond a husband and a wife, to bring pleasure and intimacy to a husband and a wife, and for procreation, for us to have children and raise a godly generation. Last week we talked about the myths. We said there's so many myths about sex, and we address them from God's word. One of the myths out there is that sex is just physical. We say, no, the word of God teaches us otherwise. When you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that sex is not just physical. It actually affects you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And we say, let us not be fooled. Let us honor God with our bodies. Then we talked about the fact that Some people believe the lie that what they do by themselves doesn't hurt anyone. And we say that's a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible teaches us that sexual sin, yes, it affects us, but it also breaks God's heart and it will break your relationships with others. And I want to encourage you, my friend, do not believe the lies that the world is spreading. Believe the truth of God's word. Walk in sexual purity and you'll see God's blessing in your life. Today we want to conclude the series by sharing with you three things that we believe are so important for you so that you can find freedom from sexual immorality, so that you can find freedom from every kind of sexual addiction that you're battling with. You may ask the question and say, Brian, I want to get out, but I don't know how to get out. And today we want to share with you three very important things real quickly that are going to help you step into freedom, but also stay in freedom. And then we're going to spend some time in prayer. And we believe today whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He's going to set you free. He's going to set your family free in Jesus' name. How do we find freedom from this life of sexual immorality and addiction? Number one, remember that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And what that simply means is this. You have got to understand, number one, that God loves you. You've got to understand that God loves you. Say, Brian, you don't know the things that I've done. You don't know the sin that is in my life. No, I don't. But this one thing I know, nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And yes, you have messed up. And when you show up in church in the presence of God and you're lifting up your hands, there is guilt and there is shame. Maybe you aborted a child. Maybe you slept with someone else's husband. Maybe you slept with someone else's wife. Maybe you just slept with your boyfriend. Maybe you're engaged in pornography. Maybe masturbation. Maybe homosexuality. Maybe lesbianism. Listen, and there is shame in your life. I want to let you know today that no matter what you have done, Jesus passionately loves you. He died for you. And he took the punishment for your sin. So that when you put your faith in him, so that when you come before him and say, Jesus, I've messed up, please forgive me, he will forgive you. The Bible says he's faithful and just to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And the Bible tells us, once we recognize that we have sinned, and then we receive Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, and we ask him, Jesus, will you take charge of my life? I don't know how to lead myself. Will you lead me? Will you help me? The Bible says that moment you shall be saved. And the Bible tells us in that moment, the old is gone, the new has come. You are a new creation. And the Bible says in that moment, you become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's why the Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Those who are in Christ Jesus are those who are born again, who have their sins forgiven. Their sins are not counted against them. That means even though Satan comes against you and he reminds you what you did yesterday, you have full authority to stand before him and say, Satan, that is my past. I am forgiven. My sins have been erased by the blood of Jesus because there is no condemnation for you. And then he says, and because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit, Holy Spirit, has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. In other words, listen, you are not guilty and you have received eternal life. Therefore, you are not guilty before God. You have been set free, not only from the power of sin, but from the consequences of sin. When you give your life to Jesus, you're completely forgiven. And in that moment, it doesn't matter what voice begins to remind you of what you've done. You can stand in the confidence that you are fully forgiven and accepted by your heavenly Father. You need to receive his forgiveness. But you also need to forgive yourself. You need to receive his love. You may feel unlovable. You may feel unwanted. You may feel like you've messed up so much. Jesus loves you. He hates your sin, but he loves you with a passion, and he wants to forgive you, and he wants to set you free. In John chapter 8, we read the story of a lady caught in the act of adultery, and they're going to stone her to death. Jesus shows up, and they're asking him if this lady shouldn't be stoned. Jesus didn't reply. He bends down in the dirt, and he begins to scribble something. He gets up, he looks at the men who are about to stone her, and he says, if any of you is without sin, cast the first stone. The Bible says they couldn't, because they all recognized that they were sinners, and the Bible says they all left, from the oldest to the youngest. Jesus reached out to her, said, tell me, mom, where are your accusers? She says, I cannot see them. Says, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. He set her free. He told her, that is in your past. Your accusers are gone. I do not condemn you. But this one thing I desire of you. Go and sin no more. Listen, just because you've experienced the grace and forgiveness of Jesus doesn't give you the authority to go and sin again. Don't take the grace of God for granted. Honor the grace of God that is on your life. Honor the mercy of God that has been extended to you. Go and sin no more. Don't make allowance for sin in your life, because sin will bring guilt and condemnation. But when you're walking in purity, listen, when you're completely forgiven, Satan can't point a finger at you. There is no guilt and condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So today you need to repent and ask Jesus to forgive you. You need to make him the Lord of your life. Have your sins forgiven and begin to walk in purity before God. Second thing you need to know is this. If you're going to find freedom, you need to obey the word of Christ. You need to obey the word of Christ. Listen, your freedom is going to cost you. For us to be saved, it cost Jesus his life. Jesus battled and came to the place where he said, Jesus, Lord, he said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. In other words, he had to bow down to the will of his Father. He had to obey the will of his Father so that you can be forgiven. Your freedom cost him his life. Listen, your obedience is going to cost you some things. Obedience is not going to come cheap. My friend, it means that there are some things that you have to kiss goodbye. Jesus was serious about the issue of forgiveness. In fact, on one occasion, he's recorded as saying these words. If you want to follow me, pick up your cross. Because it's going to cost you. We live in a world that has a culture that is ungodly. But those who are willing to be obedient are going to have to kiss some things goodbye. Are you willing to kiss some things goodbye for the sake of obeying Jesus? Jesus was serious about obedience. Because listen, you can't find freedom without obedience. Obedience to the word of God. The word of God is a final authority. It is the truth. You submit yourself to it, you find freedom. Jesus is serious about obedience because he himself was obedient to the Father. In Matthew 5, he teaches, he says this. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Jesus was serious. Now, listen, my friends, Jesus is not saying this weekend go and pull out your eyes. That's not what Jesus is saying. But what Jesus is saying is this, listen. If there is anything in your life that causes you to sin, cut it off. Don't entertain it. Don't hold on to it. You could be seated here and there's a relationship you're involved in that leads you to sin. You've got to be bold and cut off that relationship. If that person is not willing to obey the word of Christ, You don't need to stay in a relationship with them. Yes, they might have promised you a job. Maybe they promised you that they're going to pay your tuition. Maybe they promised you a promotion at work. Maybe they're a family member and you've been hiding a secret. Listen, get them out of your life. You've got to be desperate to find freedom. You've heard it said a number of times, do not negotiate with a terrorist. The terrorist in this case is Satan, who brings people and opportunities into your life that cause you to sin. His plan has always been to steal, to kill, and to do what? To destroy. But Jesus has come that we might have life and have it to the full in abundance. You find that life when you submit yourself to Jesus Christ and His word. The Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Listen, don't try to debate that. Obey the word of God. The Bible says, flee sexual immorality. Don't debate it. Obey the word of God. There are way too many people who are negotiating the boundaries of God's word. And they're bringing pain and brokenness, not only into their lives, but to the lives of others. I want to encourage you, Watoto Church, let's be a different kind of people. Let's be a people who are going to walk obediently to the word of God. And let us teach our children from an early age to walk obediently to the Lord. For when you walk in the according to the word of God, you are guaranteed the blessing of God will be upon you. Some people are going to laugh at you and say, you, do you think you're the first person to try to be a virgin? Do you think you're the assistant Holy Spirit or the assistant Pope? Look them straight in the eye and say, I'm not the assistant Holy Spirit and I'm not the Pope, but I'm a child of God and I choose obedience to my King. Obedience better than sacrifice. You can give your finances, you can go to sell, you can show up at an overnight and pray, but I promise you, the thing that moves the hand of God is obedience. God will bless you and your children and your family and your marriage and your work. He will bless you because you've chosen obedience. The psalmist put it this way in Psalm 119 verse 105 to 107. He said, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. I've promised it once and I'll promise it again. I will obey your righteous regulations. I have suffered much, O Lord. Restore my life again as you promised. Some of you are facing bitterness and anger and brokenness. Some of you can't find freedom because you've not obeyed God's word. Some of you are finding difficulty because someone didn't obey God's word and they abused you sexually and introduced you to stuff you shouldn't have been introduced to. I'm telling you today, you can reverse that order of things. The curse can be stopped. The blessing can be released, but you have to choose to obey God's word. You have to choose to obey God's word. And there'll be some suffering. Maybe there are friends you're going to lose. Maybe there's opportunities that are going to die. But I promise you, you'd rather suffer obeying Jesus than suffer in sin. Jesus is clear about it. You will go to hell. Listen, this is not a joke. You will go to hell, and hell is a real place. My friend, I don't want you to sit in church today, and one day when Jesus comes back, you're in hell. I want you to go to heaven and be with your Savior forever. Obey the word of God. Don't negotiate the word of God. Decide today that I will obey the word of God. And if that boyfriend cannot handle, get him out of your life. Finally, if you're going to find freedom, you need to encounter the power of Christ. If you're going to find freedom, you need to encounter the power of Christ. The power of Christ is the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the disciples are gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem and they were instructed to wait there until they received the Holy Spirit. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will receive power. The power of Christ is the Holy Spirit who helps us to live for Jesus every day. Listen, this life is full of all kinds of temptation. It's full of all kinds of opportunity for sin. But it is the power of Christ, the Holy Spirit, who helps us to walk in purity before our God. You can't handle on yourself. You can't handle all by yourself. You're not strong enough. Listen, you need the power of Jesus, not only to find freedom, but to stay in freedom. Holy Spirit will guide you, and he will lead you, and he will teach you to overcome temptation and to say yes to holiness and to say no to sin. Holy Spirit will give you new desires. He will destroy the bondage that has come into your life. He will set you free from that broken heart. Holy Spirit, the Bible says, is our helper and is here to help you, my friend. So you can be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So that you can look the enemy in the face when he brings you temptation, and you can laugh at him and say, you are powerless, you are under my feet. You do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is going to come into your life. He's going to begin to deal with some cycles. Cycles in your life that you can't overcome. You've tried. That you keep going back to that pornography. You've tried. That guy keeps coming, or that girl keeps coming. You're a guy and you can't stop looking at other guys. You're a girl, you can't stop looking at other girls. You keep sleeping with this relative or with that person. And then there's these issues and you're saying, how do I? The only way you break that cycle is by encountering the Holy Spirit. And Paul, understanding this very important issue, writes to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. And he said to them, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Holy Spirit wants. And the Holy Spirit gives us desires that are opposite to what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other so that you are not free to carry out your good intentions. Satan is always going to battle your obedience. But I promise you, if you surrender to the Holy Spirit and ask him to help you, he will help you not only overcome sin and find freedom today, but you will stay free in Jesus' name. You can find freedom, my friend. There are people who have told you, no, we give you 1 month, you go, you're going to be back here. And you can look at them and say, you know what? I won't be back here in 1 month. I'll be way into my freedom in 1 month. I'll be experiencing the blessing of God in another month. I'll be experiencing freedom from sin in another month. You can look at them and confidently say, I've opened my life up to the Holy Spirit and he's going to lead me and guide me into holiness. Some of us fear the Holy Spirit. We think he's a force that is coming to control us. He's not coming to control you, my friend. He is a friend who wants to lead you and guide you. But he's also going to break some chains that have bound you. He's also going to break some chains that have bound your families. Some of you in your families, you have marriages that never last because people are sleeping around. There's divorce after divorce after divorce. You're having babies coming home out of wedlock. You're having babies aborted and you're having all this chaos going on in your life. First marriages, second marriages, third marriages, fourth marriages. And you need God to break that curse over your family. Holy Spirit is the power of Christ that can break that bondage today in the name of Jesus. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. My friend, God loves you. And that may be hard to hear because so much has gone on in your life. Things you've done or something else that someone did to you. And you're wondering, Brian, you don't know what has gone on in my life. You can't stand there and say, God loves me. I want to let you know. As truly as the nose on my face, God loves you. And he wants to forgive you today. And you can start afresh today. It's never too late to come to Jesus. He will wash away your sin, give you a brand new life. You're going to take the word of God and you're going to begin to live by it every day. And not only will you find freedom today, you're going to stay in freedom as you walk obediently before him. But listen, he's going to fill you with his Holy Spirit today. That's going to break the power of Satan over your life. It's going to destroy those evil desires that you have had. And it's going to begin to lead you into a life of freedom. Yes, temptation will come. But the power of God is available to you to say no to sin and to say yes to holiness. When we live this way, our best days are not behind us. They're ahead of us in Jesus' name. Will you thank him for his word?
Thank you for listening. I hope this sets you up to choose well and excel in life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scripture and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.